This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the Myconids, or Fungus Men.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah, and you might be thinking, didn't you guys already do the Fungus Men?
No.
Oh, those are the Mold Men.
Yeah.
Is it mold a type of fungus? I don't actually know. maybe, but I don't want to say it definitively because, I think I know, but I don't need anybody.
Yeah, maybe because old Pedantic Cole will come rolling in and saying,
"Well, we're just pedantic." See, here's the thing.
All right, here we go, round two. Ding ding.
No, it's a. I know that you know because after that happened, when people were like calling you out for pronunciation things, like I know you know how it feels.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, of course.
I'm not mad at you about it or anything, but it's just like,
we both have been talking for a living for over a decade. We've heard this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, you know, anywho.
Both of our danders are up because of everything associated with the Neo thing and just, yeah, like things related to that avenue are they've definitely got our hackles up. I think we're commiserating. It's fine.
Yeah, it is. It is not. I would rather be your ally in this than.
Oh, yeah.
Than your enemy. The Myconoids, I would also rather have be my ally.
Oh, because they're great. I love these guys.
This
they're
is
so
really
chill.
Good. Yeah, this is very good. For a human mushroom, like they're very chill.
Yeah.
The and it's a two pager. So at first I was like, oh, man, like two pager. This is going to be like 70 pages of for every 10 of them, there's one of these. And for every one of those, there's three of these. And like just shitty D&D. Tactic stuff.
No,
but it's not that.
No, it's them and talking about how they use their spores to communicate and control.
Yes. this if you like spores, you will like the Myconoid.
Yes. And if you like generally peaceful things that like to chill in caverns and not interact with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it all comes to that peaceful chillness all comes down to this like section about what they think of humanity, which I love, like the entry for this where accord has never been reached between the fungoid and humanoid. Each views the other as a disgusting threat. Humanoids see Myconoids as ugly monsters. I don't, buddy. Mm-hmm. The Myconoids view humanoids as a violent, insane species out to conquer anything in their path, destroy anything they can't conquer, then go back down the path to make sure there isn't anything they forgot to destroy or conquer. Like, holy shit.
So here,
author's having a bad day.
Here's the thing. I'm going to be not all humans about this and say they're primarily denizens of the Underdark. And if I'm given a choice between hanging out with humans, drow, or illithids, I'm probably going to go with humans because humans do habitat for humanity and shit.
Well, have you heard about Dr. Sans Frontiers?
Dr. Sans Frontiers. Sorry, Dr. Sans Frontiers is my father.
Hey, cool.
Yeah.
Horatio Sans Frontiers.
Oh,
would that be a charity that you would support?
Yep.
That'd be great. You just airdropping.
Just keeping him thin.
Yeah, a B+ Saturday Night Live guy, just airdropping him into different countries whenever he's needed.
Horatio Sands is responsible for one of my favorite SNL lines, which is the Boston Partier sketches, which are intolerable because it's just Jimmy Fallon doing his accent over top of everything. But Horatio Sands is like the fat, just kind of like, you know, like out of nowhere stoner guy comes up and says, "Somebody call poison control. I just drank hand lotion and Kahlua," which is a great line.
Yeah, so he's actually miraculous on like improv podcast stuff.
Gary, we have had this exact conversation because he's the person who loves giving directions about LA and also about eating pussy.
Yeah, and he's bringing up eating pussy.
Okay.
Like, would you rather if it was a fish? It's like, oh, fish guy, still eat pussy. yeah. But so anyway, Horatio Sands Frontier is just copyright. Nobody steal that.
TM.
Not all humans, but to them, like, I can't tell mushrooms apart. You know, it's why I was in the hospital for 3 weeks.
Right. You just keep on making the same mistakes.
Yeah. I keep going into the forest eating whatever I find, like a weirdo.
Okay.
Like a patchouli nightmare.
Red with dots, don't eat lots.
red with leaves, make room for me. But they can't tell them apart. So to them, like, they see a Dwargar or something like that, and they're like, oh, it's another humanoid.
Yeah.
You know? So I would love to like reach out to these guys and just, you know, Jane Goodall them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, just like, show them not all humans. Just be like, listen, guys, I don't want to kill you. I don't want to, you know, create this path of destruction. Like, here, use your weird telepathy spores on me. So we can talk and you can see what's in my mind, you know, and see that, like, I don't want to fuck you, but if I'm down here long enough, like, it probably because, like,
I might go native. It's fine.
Yeah. Like, it at some point I will dance as the wolves, you. So they have mostly this is spore based. Like, they have all these cool spores that do things.
Mm-hmm.
They can put things to sleep. Yeah, they can make things hallucinate. That's all really good. One of the coolest ones is Animator, which allows them to make The Last of Us.
Yeah. So, like, if there are corpses of just regular, you know, vertebrates, they will shoot these spores at them. And then over the course of a couple of days, the fungus will take over and then act as their muscles. And they will start charging at things and killing them.
Yeah. Very cool. Like, again, just very, you know, Last of Us-y.
Yeah.
Super cool. The Fear of Sunlight, which is, you know, fine. Who doesn't? and then they can also make these potions out of their goop. Mm-hmm. The coolest, which I think, is the Potion of Anointment.
Yeah.
Which talks about how they're, like, their structure, where, like, they're just a regular, you know, I'm like a pretty big man on the Mycanoid campus.
Mm-hmm.
But you drink this thing and you become the Mycanoid King.
It's the it's their royal jelly.
Yeah. you know, you gotta be able to harvest that stuff for some kind of money. Yep. Let's go.
The there cavern. We go. Let's prove them right.
I was gonna say four of these guys said fuck open them. Whoa. Like, we've been recording for a while for this show, and
yeah, we have.
I'm not like, yeah, fucking open a Mycanoid, man. Like, hey, let's go fuck open a couple cold ones.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.